The astronomical Dave Renicky, he's the man that keeps us on the straight and narrow in the cosmos. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, Sarge.
And enjoying the Olympics at all?
Yeah, we have. Just been watching, in fact, before you rang. Yeah, just watching the medal tally there and our people performing. You've got to take your hat off to these young people. They're doing an incredible job, I think.
Yeah, I'm amazed that the entire Russian Paralympic team has been disqualified. That is a real pity for the athletes involved because they're just young. They want to come and compete and, you know, anyway.
Yeah. I think that was a bit hard. I think it should have been an individual thing, and those that had a clean record, I mean, why penalise them? I think it's wrong, but I guess rules are rules. Matt Horton certainly got... I think he's racing against the same guy again very soon.
That ought to be a that'll be a grudge match we'll all watch, though. That'll be nice.
Well, if they come in first, second, or third, when are they going to shake hands on the dais, you know?
Let's make a battle.
I don't know. It's certainly an interesting Olympic game. The thing about it I like is there's been no terrorist attacks, no dramas, no major, you know, no major problems come up. It looks like everything's working the way they expected it would, which is good.
See, the prayers of peace have worked. Been a long time since we've had a petition, Dave, and there's one directed at Mr. Christopher Pine. What's that all about?
Yeah, it is going out from the Australian Research Program. Look, this is an initiative of one of many that I've seen over the years. It just hasn't gone anywhere. We're in the wilderness. We're in the boondocks. Australia's got a rich history when it comes to space. You've only got to look back and see what we did with WOMER in the 60s and the 70s. We're actually launching the Blue Streak rocket for the British. We put our own satellite called WESAT into orbit. But since then, we've been piggybacking on other nations. And it's time we got our A into G, I think, and got this going. Now, the Australian Research Program is a network of people with influence, with backing, and the research-based program has delivered something to the government. They're going through Christopher Pine. It's it's an online petition.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where it's through. It's one of the pages I'll get later, but it's an online petition that...
We can just go to DaveRenicky.com, can't we?
Yeah, well, we could, yeah. I'd love to back this one, but look, the forming a space agency doesn't mean any great expenditure whatsoever. It just means formalising a central point, place where all the space activity in Australia, and it is dispersed fairly widely, and there are a lot of people involved with it in a small way. If we can collectively put these people into the same little pot, stir that pot, who knows what may come out from that. There are a lot of reasons we need a space industry. We need to establish the satellite industry.
Well, the mining industry's gone. The mining industry's gone. We need something to revitalise, you know, not just engineers, but also humble workers that need to build things.
We do.
Yeah, it'd be great.
We need leadership in technical issues. We've got to get off this freeloader approach that Australia is in at the moment. The biggest thing we can do is get into the launching of satellites or have the facility here, like we did in WOMER, and open WOMER up again, perhaps. Launching satellite, communication satellites. But more than that, we need to ensure that our best young people, our engineers, are not forced to go overseas like they have to now to get work.
That's always a problem, and that's what's happened with a lot of our university graduates, unfortunately. Mm. Anyway, look, this comes around every couple of months or years. Asteroids destroying the Earth. Is this another NASA alert, or what's going on here, Dave?
Well, not really. We're looking at the fact that there are dangerous objects out there. We know that. And we've got to do something about working out where they are and what we can do about them. Now, a new study called OSIRIS-REx. It's the Armageddon study, they're calling it, which is pretty badly named, I think. Looking at an asteroid named Bennu. Now, Bennu crosses the Earth's orbit every 6 years. We're going to rendezvous with that in 2018 with a spacecraft that hopefully will pick a sample up and bring it back here so we can analyse what it's made of. This asteroid is getting closer, discovered in 1999, and in 2135 there's going to be a scenario that plays out between us and it that could go either way. It's going to miss us by a hair's breadth, not much. It's going to come inside the orbit of the moon.
And say that again. It's going to what?
It's going to come inside the orbit of our moon.
Within satellite range?
Oh, well, just outside. Yeah, we're going to see this pass very close to planet Earth. The problem we've got with this, the Earth's orbit, the Earth's gravity may bend Bennu's orbit and put it into a collision course that we just don't want, either later in the century or when it comes by. So we need to have a program in place. We need to know what we're facing here because this is a large bit of rock about 500 metres wide. What sort of damage could that do? Well, it could take out a great proportion of the east west coast of Australia.
What, 500 metres, half a kilometre?
Yeah, it would, because you're talking about something that's moving at 30 k a second.
Right.
There's a lot of kinetic energy here. Let me explain it to you. If somebody picked a rock up the size of, say, a cricket ball and just threw it at you like a girl would throw it, like, you know, a really...
You can't say that these days.
No,
though.
I can't. No, but a little kid would throw
it.
And it bounced off your chest, you would probably dust the dust off and not worry about it. But if somebody big and burly, a big wharfie or a footballer, grabbed that, am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
If he grabbed that rock and threw it at you with his full force, it would certainly hurt you.
Yeah.
That's because it's moving more quickly. So we're looking at this scenario playing out in the future. 2135 is a fair way away. The good news is that between now and then, we will have developed a method of moving it. But look, you've got to understand that we have to appreciate that there are bigger bits of rock out there than this.
Mm.
And we haven't got them all logged at the moment. There is a Space Guard survey that NASA initiated some years ago. And bit by bit, one by one, we're gradually getting a tally of all those dangerous bits of rock that are out there that could, and I've got to underline the word could, pose a problem in the future.
All right, more at daverenicky.com. And one more thing, Dave, the space program. There's been a lot of people who've been helping out in the past to get us to where we are today, but we don't hear much about the women.
And that's a shame, you know. There's a new book that's been produced by a woman by the name of Susan Finley. She was part of a team, an all-female team of coders who worked on the Apollo program during the 1960s. It turned out that when Neil Armstrong uttered those famous words about walking on the moon, one small step man, one giant leap, that transmission network that we used was built by a woman, built by Susan Finley.
Good on her.
That went unheralded, and it was the same in the early part of the 60s and early 70s. Women didn't have a prominent place in space. They were kept in the back.
At NASA. That's probably the best thing
they'd
hope to
probably
be.
Probably it. Although they did some commendable work there, they were never really recognised for what they did. They had a very good working relationship with their male colleagues, but they were paid much less than anyone in a higher position. They had the tag of computers. Now, this was before we had computers. They were called computers, and what they had to do was to work out mathematically codes, write code, work out strategies. Is the onboard flight software working properly? If there's a problem, what do we do about it?
That's where you see those old pictures from NASA with people having those slide rule things.
That's correct, yeah. And they did that. Now, science writer Nathalia Holt is also involved with Finley on this book, and they were all at Mission Control. They were plotting the trajectories, and this is a pretty good critical part of it. Without these women in the background, the Apollo missions would never have worked. And you've got to remember, they were working with slide rules, as you said, that the computers that were on board the LEM, the lunar lander, get this, had a hard drive rated at 74 KB. That's KB, not megabytes.
No, not terabytes we use now. Wow.
Yeah, it's about one image that I put on a page here. Now, it's actually the code that they produced that saved the day. There was a 1202 alarm that happened while they were approaching the moon, Armstrong and Aldrin. They were thinking of aborting that, but she got in there and worked out it was only a little alarm that was only going off because there was no memory left on that.
Look, right.
This is something that we didn't know about. We've got to take our hat off to these women. And you know what? It's pretty sad when you look at it now. Even now that it's more liberal, it's a gender-friendly group, and it's an organisation, NASA, that anyone can get involved with, and they are. But when you look at it, there's only 23% of the scientists and engineers in the space program that are women.
My young girl who's, 14 now? Yeah, she has a wish to be an engineer, and I'm pushing her all the way because if that's what she wants, we need more of them in Australia.
Well, to get into space, unfortunately, you won't do it here in Australia, and this is what we're saying
unless
earlier.
We get this Christopher Pine petition going, that might start it, Dave. Anyway,
well, look, fingers crossed.
DaveRedicky.com, jump on their website and look at all the details there. Thank you again, Dave.
Thanks.